Hello, everyone. So, welcome. If you could just sit comfortably and either close your eyes or turn your gaze inward. And welcome your experience just as it appears to you. Simply be without doing anything. Notice the breath, the silence, the inner stillness. Which is waiting for your recognition. There's nothing you need to do. The universe is universing, and you are not apart from that. There is no distinction between you and the universe. The totality. You perceive form, but you are not a form. And yet, you are undeniable. Not as a body, not as a form. Undeniable as awareness. You are aware that you are aware. When you are aware that you are beyond any doubt, presence beingness is your direct experience. Uninterrupted. And uninterruptible. Thoughts appear to you like in a dream. Images, and bodily sensations appear to you, floating in the space of awareness. Appearing and dissolving like a flicker. But you don't appear or disappear. You simply are. And this emptiness, this beingness, is not located anywhere. One could say it is nowhere and everywhere. This beingness, this emptiness knows. It is. You can rest as that which you are already. As presence, you are the peace, effortless peace and freedom. As presence, you touch everything, and nothing touches you. As presence, there is no sense of lack. There are no issues. There is the universe, universe in out of this presence, as this presence, without any sense of lack and without any fear. It is only when you imagine yourself to be a person, to be a mortal entity, to be a body-mind existing in time and space, it is only upon adopting this belief, this model about yourself, that you experience the sense of lack and the accompanying worries and concerns and fears. Only as a person which you imagine yourself to be, which you decide yourself to be, which you choose yourself to be, that the mind gets muddied. And the peace of being gets corrupted and contracted into a sense of limitation, a sense of physicality, a locality. Density. All along, the universe is universing. But upon adopting the model of being a physical mortal entity, you experience yourself as separate from the world, separate from others. You experience things happening to you, coming at you. And out of its intelligence, the body, which is wired for survival and procreation, engages in all sorts of psychological strategies to safeguard and defend this fictitious entity which you have assumed yourself to be. consciousness, awareness, which is the reality of our experience right now in every moment, is unbound, free, creative, joyful, unopposed. Being this unconditional freedom, the body-mind does not tolerate the sense of separation, does not tolerate the sense of lack and the unhappiness that comes with it. And thank goodness for that. Because we are guided back to the source via our intolerance for the sense of lack and fear of ending. It is all the play of consciousness. Your play. There are no victims. There's nothing which is happening to you. It's an impression that something is happening to you once you assume yourself to be a limited self. It goes hand in hand. The freedom from the sense of lack is via understanding. Understanding the play the understanding that I does not refer to something perceived or something felt. That I refers to reality, the reality of consciousness, which right now is and knows it is, perceives and knows it perceives. So whenever you encounter the belief and the feeling that you are somebody, a limited person, a man, a woman, whatever, do not ride that pony. Simply remain as you are.